Back here on the Mighty 690 as we approach 750. Joining us now, we have City Manager Mark Hall. How are you doing, sir?
Oh, doing great, and the weather's nice, and we didn't get that much snow, but we'll appreciate moisture any way we can get it.
That's right. You know, we want the moisture, but then again, you know, with all the snow removal that I saw in South Central Kansas, because I was in the middle of it, and it was a lot.
Yeah, there were several inches.
Yeah.
On the central to western part of the state.
I think Marion got 14 inches.
Yeah.
So that's a little unexpected this time of year. I'm just like, it's kind of out of the blue. But, hey, we'll get moisture eventually. We know that.
Yes.
We do have a meeting coming up tonight. So what do we have coming up on that?
Well, and let's start out is if you're needing assistance and would like to attend the meeting, if you'll go to the east side of City Hall, if you'll go down the ramp to the customer service door, through that door, if you'll turn to your left, you'll see an elevator, and if you'll take that to the second floor, that's where the City Commission meeting is held, and all are welcome. We have a consent agenda that has a couple items besides the appropriations, the City Commission meetings, of course, and then there's a resolution R-2383. Is a resolution of the governing body of the City of Kansas authorizing the redemption and payment of a taxable, and these are called IRBs, and that stands for Industrial Revenue Bonds. What it is the hotel. It's part of an industrial revenue process. It is one of those, doesn't affect taxpayers, but it is an incentive to assist of someone coming in. They have paid that off, and then the city needs to release that. So that's what that item is. And then there's a resolution authorizing signatures of certain financial accounts, and that's just a housekeeping measure. And then we have an appropriation of $6 million. It is one of those that's high. If you know, notice the previous meetings, they've been very, very low. And so this is just in a cycle of time, but that is largely due to electricity. So then we move to comments from citizens, and everyone is welcome. We know there's things we need to improve on, and the only thing we can do is listen to you. It helps us to improve. Well, we know that we can do better. There are some things we can do, and, of course, there are some things we can't do. But it's always good to hear from the public, and I know the commission welcomes that. Public hearings and special presentations, we don't have any. And then old business, none. And then on our new business, we do is the first thing for commission consideration is to approve the 2024 cereal malt beverage license. Then we move to resolution 2385, and that's to approve the 2024 fee schedule. And
what is the fee schedule? Just
that is like all departments, they usually, and I you know, want to be fair in this, is majority of the time is they stay the same. There is some adjustments, but it would be like the green fees. Any time that we charge a fee, we go through and we make sure those fees are correct. It is some adjust down, but it's more likely if they would adjust up. But our goal is to keep the fees, you know, relatively same, but it's a housekeeping measure. You need to approve those fees each year.
Got it.
Going on. So it is a lot, nothing changed. And then if there's something is, then the commission can ask questions about it. And it's approval of the fees for 2024. An ordinance, and that's the City of Coffeyville authorizing the levy of a half percent citywide retails tailors sales tax, and that was passed by voters, in which I want to thank. That is the primary purpose, is the half cent is for the highway, it is one of those that, like we explained, that there's a percentage cost to improvements on 166 and 169 through the city. That is KDOT, which we apply for grants, but it is one of those that funding has to come from somewhere. The sales tax, which we said, 33% are people that travel through town, buy things at Walmart, do things here in town, and don't even live here, contribute about 33%. I always feel that it's a little higher, but you can imagine that whatever those costs are, a third is being paid for by people that don't live here. Of course, they use our roads as they go through town, and that's only fair. And like any other sales tax, a third, if not greater, is paid by people that don't live here. Now, we allow them to use it if they like to visit a park or do something, but it is kind of comforting to know that the whole burden on making Coffeyville better is not borne just by Coffeyville.
Because the city is responsible for those roads within city limits, even though it is a state highway. Yeah,
and they contribute a large part, but the state goes, well, we're not going to pay for all of it. So where is your portion? And that is where the city has to go somewhere to get those funds now, and that is what the half-cent sales tax is, and that gets roads done.
And on the roads, is there like a master plan that the city has?
We published it. It was talked about in other meetings, but it's a list, and it goes through for the next 10 years. It goes year by year, what sections, as we go through and do. And you can imagine we have 166 going all the way, and then 166 and 169 merge and go out of the city. So our portion is all the way to the bridge across the river, but it is and goes all the way the highway to the Kansas-Oklahoma border. So it'll start, and I wish you could say it all get done at once, but then nobody could drive on the roads. So it'll be in pieces each year, and you'll see this move in sections as it goes. And the end result, at the end of the 10 years, you've got a nice 166 and a 169 going through town. There is sidewalks, and I know if anybody's driven on 166, those are missing. They're, you know, you see some here and there, college and that, but part of the project will be walkability, and the walkability will be that if things go according to plan, is on both sides of the road, and storm drains, which you see some collapsing, those will be replaced. So there's a lot of good what will look like over the next 10 years, but everybody will see the improvements as they're going along.
Very good.
But then that is the meeting. It is one of those. We have a city's manager's report. I just covered a few things and thank staff for the work. Sycamore Park is coming along. Lights should be going up pretty soon. We're working on the pathways, getting things ready, and we are pushing, and because we said we would be complete by December 31st. So a lot of things going downtown. We have discovered some more things about the columns, and you never know this, but there's bolts down there, and it was relayed that they're just below the concrete. They're not. So we are digging down to find those, but those will eventually be replaced. You'll see the spaces filled in with concrete, and then you'll start seeing benches and these kind of things coming back. So
a little bit of an archaeology project.
That is it. So bear with us, but it is one of those. I think this weekend is our parade. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, thank you, Coffeyville, for the sales tax. It is for the future, and You are great. The commission will be going to Washington, D.C. What we're going to Washington for is we've been working on 2 years for the levy. I think anybody that's lived here knows about the levy, and what happened in 2007 was close to happening in 2019. What we are going to is meet with senators and meet with FEMA, and long story short, we're seeking $20 to $25 million. That would raise the levy and repair the levy. It is one of those that we hope to raise the levy up additional feet instead of inches, but it is one of those that it is to protect Coffeyville's future. It is one of those in conversations, there's a moderate but likelihood that that will happen again within the next 35 years. It is one of those, we're at a race and we need federal assistance, because you can imagine coming up with $20 to $25 million to do that. So we are working with the state, and we're working with Senator Moran, Senator Marshall, and Congressman LaTurner. So that happens. They'll be in on the 4th of December, and it will be seeking funding. This will be a process. It won't be 1 year. Each year, the commission will need to go to Washington at the end of the year to keep this funding, because it's a major thing, and Coffeyville needs to be protected.
That's one of those very important projects, and appreciate y'all working on that.
All righty. Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. That's City Manager Mark Hall here on the Mighty 690. Got the meeting coming up tonight, and that is going to be at 6:30.
Thank you.
More coming up here on the Mighty 690. A check of the news on the way.